Blog Talk Radio.
Conviction to Zero Density by Stephen L. Bobo.
Hey, Miss Flavor, we got you.
Conviction to Zero Redemption by Stephen L. Bobo.
Hello? Can you hear me?
How we can
doing?
Hear you.
Hey, all right, let's rock it. What's up, everybody? Stephen Bobo here, Bozilla, if you will. We got Miss Flavor. We about to do this. All right, Flavor, go ahead. Take them where you want them to go.
Well, I'd like to thank you once again, Bozilla and fam, for allowing this to go down because, once again, this is politics, solutions, not opinion. This your girl, the Harriet Tubman of the Felons, Flavor, a.k.a. Miss Humble Arrogance. So see, that's what you got to be in this world, right? You got to be humble. But then with these problems and these injustices, got to be arrogant and bold and say to God be the glory because we are free and it's time for free at last. I'm so excited that it's time to step up in a major way because this tall game, somebody just was on the line telling me, I don't know if D is on the line yet, Lady D from out the West Coast. We got a West Coast affiliate of Taxpayers for Change, and by the way, that's what we're coming live from. Taxpayers for Change, we're coming from live from the Florida chapter out here. But we got a West Coast chapter, and we're looking to go nationwide with a simple plan of action. Free at last. We want to light the freedom torch, you know, free at last freedom torch in D.C. And have a real monument and a testament. Why? Because when we finish with this mission of Million Taxpayer Felon March or Cyber March, people not only going to be woke, they're going to be ready to finally get rid of this post-traumatic political police stress disorder that they are experiencing in America, KKK. It's going down every blood clot day. Why? Because we sitting by allowing it. Trump, you know, Trump the traitor is sitting up here coming up with more insanity, and then you got intelligent, so-called intelligent people with masters and PBUs and that are professors sitting up here just calmly, you know, ascertaining this idiot, who, by the way, is like the top employee of the country, right? So once again, it's a pleasure to be able to empower taxpayers to understand, stop rioting, stop petitioning, stop complaining, just say no. When they say no election, no re-election. When they say no, say this is the end of your political career and that you won't be able to hold nothing, no office in this land but maybe the president of your local PTS. It is a glorious time to be alive. We better be thanking God and leave God alone. But this open society that we cracked open, is the corona is the least of our worries. We got the all knees on bow and all tongues confess. You can't vote.
I agree with you 100% on that. I think that a lot of people need to understand that this is bigger than what this election is going to be. We need to get out and vote. Get out and vote. Don't say that you're going to vote and don't vote. My thing is that it doesn't matter who's going to be in the White House, which is somebody who's not going to be Trump. And that means if I got to vote for Biden, I can vote for Biden. But you know what? I'm going to take the lesser of two evils. I'm not saying that he's going to be the best, but I'm saying he's not going to be the worst because the worst is the person who's in there now. So what we need to do is get rid of him and start like you said before, Blake, we need to start at our office in our state. Start there. We got to start building our way up to the mountaintop because it's going to take – we just can't jump to the mountaintop. We got to take brick by brick, destroy this brick by brick, and that's what we have to do.
Time to achieve the dream. Yes, sir. And the most ironic thing is this. I'm going to say two things real quick. One, if Biden, who is in his 70s, even going to last 4 years, America KKK might be in for the biggest shock of his life because Kamala Harris very well may be slated to be the next president of the United States. You better believe it. You heard it here first on the Bozo Talk Show from your girl, Flavor, that part, Harriet Tubman of the felon, Harriet Tubman of the taxpayers. And one more thing. Biden, it is God had the best sense of humor because he is a racist son of a B-I-T-C, you know what. And he actually, Trump has so many sound bites of Biden disrespecting black people, which is, you know, not it's not even like surprising, but what is ironic is that Biden only to come up off of black people, and that was Obama, and now with the support of Kamala Harris. Oh my goodness, don't God got the best sense of humor? You better believe it.
I tell you right now, I want to talk about Pamela Harris for a minute. You know, everybody talks about, you know, what she's been doing with the felons and stuff like that. Okay, I get that. I get that 100% what she did. But you know what, guys? Right now, we have to have the best of two. We have to get the best of two evils, because Pence is not it. Pence is not for nobody but himself. Just like his brother, like his boy in the White House with him. He's just for nothing but they self. Right now, we need to have the best of, we got to get the worst of two evils. That's Trump. We don't want him. Get the best of two evils, which will be Biden and Harris. So, like you just said, Biden is 70-some years old. You're right. That's be over 40, over 75 by the time his president's time is done. So, the vice president could be the next president. You never know. I hope that doesn't happen. But I think people understand that, you know, America will be a one big massive shock that we have another black person in office. Okay, I'll wait on that. I'm pretty sure people won't be mad at that one.
Well, you know,
go ahead, Flavin.
You know, the seal. You know, the seal. The glass ceiling was broken once white people voted Obama in. You know, all you have to do is just look back at all the rallies, and you'll see, like, black people are like a few specks in those conventions. They were 90% to 95. I would say 90% that were at Obama. I was not initially. When I got on board, it was because I realized that all the white folks were going to vote this man in, and that it was going to happen. And I was very excited because I thought that now black men won't ever have to say, I can't be president of the United States. This is why I was very excited about these things, you know, that what occurred, that now that's the last thing a black young male or a black male in this country would have to say. I can't be president. Ain't no black man ever gonna be president. Then it became like, well, it really didn't even matter to people, and that's what's happened. I want to, you know, touch on the Black Lives Matter thing. I want to touch on the fact that black people can't win Oscars, so how are you going to win in life in America, KKK? You know, let's not just be realistic. All we have to do is keep it 100, because reality dictates 100. Everyone always acts like Flavor has an opinion, which I don't. I rarely have opinions. I'm a reporter. And I'm an investigative political reporter. And all I'm doing is reporting the facts. Facts. Taxpayers are the boss. That politicians are employees. Right now, they're begging for a job again. Hire me. Vote me in. Facts. We don't require them to have any form of resume. Other times have changed. We're no longer living in the post-Cold War eras when Reagan and the Bushes and Clintons were president. Those times are totally different from what we have right now. Now we're in the age of, oh my gosh, well, what are we going to do about what? Now, how about this? Millions and millions of taxpayers, a.k.a. felons, have been unemployed for years, and no one has ever given them any type of, you can't get a job. Well, we're going to do this for you or do that. So when people say that people are suffering, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? When you lose your job, and you've lost the job, you've had a job for 10 or 20 years. Try being, now, mind you,
No one. This is. It's like a double-edged sword, Bo, because we want to complain, but then we're really to blame. That's the irony. We're complaining about political insubordinates that we allow to destroy our lives. How does that work?
Yeah.
And that's what happened.
Right. Keep on going.
Okay,
I'll
be more specific. Right now, in Florida, millions of taxpayers, one, felons, people, they think they're labeled a felon, but they don't recognize you're not a felon. You're a taxpayer. So I've been trying to associate, assimilate, and empower these big boy organizations. I'm just going to go ahead, name names, because I already put them on blast. Desmond Mead and the FRRC, Florida Rights Restoration Coalition, ACLU, NAACP, FAM, it's an array of them. They're writing books, they're doing seminars, they're doing this legislative two-step. By the way, what's that all about? There's no such thing as a Republican Democrat. They're all just one employee. There's no such thing or a conservative. They're all just an employee. What is wrong with people? Taxpayers, wake up, I implore you. Stop allowing this. Like the, remember I mentioned, Bo, it's like the Wizard of Oz. That, there is no wizard. We're the wizard. We're looking for a brain and courage and all of these things. You already have it. Free at last.
That's so true.
Get off this yellow brick road of political insanity. Get off this yellow brick road of political pandemic. We've allowed employment discrimination, taxpayer discrimination, housing discrimination, now credit, reverse taxpayer discrimination. It all boils down to one thing. We're the taxpayers. Our money pays their salaries. And why would we be allowing them to determine their own salaries and then to determine how much we're going to get? We should vote on it. I'm not calling it anarchy or chaos. I'm saying that how do we vote on things and then we don't vote on things in the political party? How do people have to do day for day? Why is the conversation about mass incarceration, but no one is putting in any legislation to repeal 10, 20 life, three strikes you're out, mandatory minimum, the things that have caused? Where's the structure at to dilute and deal with over sentencing? The conversation is, and it's not intelligent. It is, it's chaotic. It is disruptive. It is dysfunctional. And anyone who comes up with any more talk and is not looking for a logical solution like what I'm presenting, maybe you and others, then they're in it for the win of the game. They're profiting off of misery.
That's so true. And you know what? And Flavor, you hit on the point when you talked about the Black Lives Movement. The Black Lives Matters movement. We were at a thing this last week, and we were talking. I'm not going to say the gentleman who said it because everybody pretty much knows who it was. I'm not going to throw him underneath the bus. But what I'm saying is he said something that me and Danielle has been saying since day one on this thing. And she's right, and you're right, and you just said it. And you said that, you know, black lives won't matter until we start mattering to each other. How can you say black lives matter and you pull a gun and shoot your brother? Just tell me how this happened. I do you know? I'll wait.
Over chicken sandwich, colors.
But you call me. You call me Black Lives Matter. You're right. You're so right. It doesn't say that we need to understand. We need to come together on this, guys, for real.
Well, words are easy to say, and someone was so like incited. I don't know. It's online. She was telling me about like, this is the blueprint for Kamala Harris. No, the blueprint is what we're supposed to be submitting to them, not what they're submitting to us.
To us, right?
Police reform, oversight.
how to get rid of bullies with badges. All it, stop allowing the police to police themselves. All things that obviously they would. Oh, by the way, I've been watching. I sent you a lot of Trump clips of just his insanity. What his he should be in a straitjacket. He is nonsensical. He says the same word repetitively. Then he overcorrects himself. Then he steps back. He says something and then he attacks his own self in his own tirade. I mean, my God, who does that? Who talks about themselves and then blames themselves and then exonerates themselves in a whole same sentence?
Yeah. Like you said before, you know, people always say, I said this before, you know, those who expect the same thing to happen over a bogus statement, that's insanity. You know, you keep on saying the same thing over and expect a different outcome, and it's not going to happen. That's insanity. So my whole thing is this, people, wake up. I'm talking about black, white, Mexican, it doesn't matter. We all on the same boat. This man is not for us. Anybody who's in office right now is really not for us. The last person that probably voted for us was Obama. That's probably the last people that was for everybody was Obama. And I can say that, well, Biden, I don't, but that's a whole different story. We're not enough time to get into that either. But right now that Biden and Harris, I think that they will try to make a difference. But here's the whole thing. Are we going to listen to them? Because they done made up so much think about her that people are already second-guessing themselves. And that's what the politicians want you to do is second-guess yourself. Don't second-guess yourself. If you're going to vote for Trump, vote for Trump. If you're going to vote for Harrison, Biden, Harrison, vote for him. Don't second-guess yourself. Just don't vote. Really, just don't vote. That's just the cop.
Well,
this is an easy way out. That's an easy way out.
Well, I mean, yes, vote yes, but, you know, this is – I'm saying we must change the culture and require they're not – don't vote. You're hiring them. And what are you requiring of them? See, the funny thing is that what I – through dealing with law enforcement, and I've done, like, through my organization, we've done, you know, community service hours. I dealt with – I've been accused of things. I've had to fight the system. And, you know, the bottom line is that my taxpayer dollars are paying for the public defender. Your taxpayer dollars are paying for the public defender, for the state attorney, for the prosecutor, the police. They all work for us. So how is it we have not organized this so that because it's a shift. After 9/11, these new Homeland Security laws, you know, things have shifted. And in our current society in the 21st century, we have not adjusted ourselves. You know, people don't realize they're the boss because they're still petitioning. They're still begging. So Trump did this. This is something I want any and everybody to do, you and all your listeners. Go back to Trump's inauguration. By the way, anyone that used the word whack is the mob or affiliated, okay? All you have to do is listening to his babbling, but listen to what he says and what he stands firm on. He uses the word whack quite frequently. I'm profiling him. Now, bottom line, once again, is that the only reason why Trump is the Trump the traitor is even president is because America KKK was not going to let a bleeding, postpartum, emotional, going to have the sweats and the what's it called when you're going through the change. They wasn't going to have Hillary in there. They just wasn't. So that's why you got Trump, America KKK. He wasn't never the man for the job. But on his inauguration, he let you know exactly what he was doing. And this is why he waited for. He waited to be appointed so that he could become what he thought would be a dictator. He literally thought, I'm going to say I'm the book and he's how you. Because he threw on an inauguration and he's over. And this is what he said to the politicians. So we're sitting here watching a handful of our employees go not pass bills, give us our money, which is our money, waste our money with any NASA project, anything that's – by the way, why do we not have lower energy costs and bills? Because nobody knows they're the boss. Why in America, KKK, we are struggling to keep a roof over our head and to keep energy on. That tells you something. It ain't just broke. Because nobody is even –
And that's what we're doing. We're begging. I get the pros and cons of a modern culture and society. Everyone's not going to be rich. It's not about being rich. It's about this country has enough in abundance for everyone to be living and not have to worry about robbing their neighbor or being jealous of their neighbor because they just can't figure out how they going to pay their electric bill while somebody else is living in excess because of what. And so we haven't figured it out because that we've made our employees the have when we're the have, but we've reversed it and made ourselves the have not.
I agree with you. I agree with you on that one. That's a good point. That's a very good point. That's a point that we all need to wake up and see because we're not doing that. And like today, I was watching the news, and you know what? Let's talk about stuff that our president, as you say, don't cover. Let's talk about what's happening in Flint, Michigan right now. Flint, Michigan, these people still don't have no clean water to drink. But water's supposed to be what we're supposed to have in this world. It's free. Well, you know, not free, you got paid for a water bill, but we have Flint, Michigan has no clean water. So you're telling me that their votes don't matter? What they got to say don't matter? You don't want to even talk about them. You have not heard Mr. Trump say anything about them people in Flint, Michigan. And believe it or not, there are Caucasian people who live in Flint. There are people who probably are Republican in Flint, Michigan, but you guys don't talk about it. So you tell me how that's.
Who got fired, Bo? Who got fired? Who? What do you mean? Who's in charge of the water? All of them were supposed to be fired. That's what people aren't doing. You replace those people, whoever's over those treatment plants. We get the best of the country. I'm from Philly, and the water is the best. Matter of fact, if you look up history, Philadelphia was one of the first clean water in America, KKK. So if they need clean water, they need to get Philadelphia experts there. Period.
But see, that's
they need
what
to fire them. Why are taxpayers suffering?
That's right, and that's what you. That's why I'm trying to get you to what you just said. That's what people need to say. That's what you're saying. We are the boss. We need to fire people like that because we're the ones who suffering. They're not suffering. We are. And you're right. We are suffering. And tell me more about that water in Philly. So what's up with that? So you said it's one of the best.
Growing up, I kid you not, in the wintertime when the pipes are cold and frozen, I could just drink gallons of the water out the faucet, and I never knew why. And then recently I saw on PBS they were talking about water, and one time when some feces, like the rain had come, you see, that man does weak. We aren't infallible, but when we recognize the problem, we are powerful and structured enough to mitigate it or change it. Nobody in Flint knows who the boss is. That's why they're still waiting on the employee governor.
Water.
That's why they're still waiting on the employee water treatment plant supervisor. Whoever works anywhere, all police chiefs all over and so forth. I'm not trying to bring chaos. What chaos is about what to happen. You see? We're trying to mitigate and prevent chaos.
Mm-hmm. That's so true.
People is going to blow again and again.
Yep.
We need nonviolence.
I agree with that 100%. Now, here's the main thing I want y'all to realize, and we need to realize this as a whole country right now. When they do find the people who killed, and I say that lightly, the people who killed Mr. Floyd, when they find him innocent, because you know that's what's going to happen, when they can find him innocent, what are y'all going to do then? Are you going to ride again? Are you going to break into the nearest Nike store and take the Nike gym shoes, the new LeBron that just came out? Is that what we're going to do? What are we going to do?
We gonna get taxpayers for change popping. That's why we got these good morsels for people. See, people are suffering from
political and police and have been suffering from it for a long time. That's Martin Luther King said, a riot is a cry of the voice unheard, meaning you ain't heard and nobody's doing nothing. That's because they don't know what to tell their employees to do. So this, once again, we have to have oversight committees and these so-called leaders. I don't understand. How do these people get to the forefront? Where do these people just come up out of the clear blue, like with these Black Lives Matter rallies and protests? They're much needed, but they're not efficient. They're not working. See, people are still living in the back of the days when you know, you come out and you say no justice, no peace, and that meant something. Those days are over with. Now all they understand is no equals no election, no reelection. Now we're cooking with gas. See? We don't have to beg them. We're the boss. We don't have to plead with them. They need us. If they didn't, they wouldn't be running for office. If they were the boss, but when they get in office, they become bossy, and for some reason, we relent and act like, well, yeah, it's like with any corporation, the president, mm-hmm. the CEO of the company. When they clown, mm-hmm. when they are found to be doing things that are illegal or unethical, nobody like Papa John. He got fired, and that's what we going to have us. A Trump, you're fired party. I get it. I understand who Trump is. He's an ordinary man that every cracker had amazing, unrealistic expectations for. That's okay. White people never wanted to free us, but other white people did want to free us. White people have issues with themselves. So why would they be concerned with us? But we have not assimilated ourselves into the country. We're so used to being slave and hearing about slavery that's what people are on. Slavery mentality and plantation thinking. People don't know y'all's free. Not only are you free, you can buy it.
Man, I agree with that. That's a good point. Good point. Good
deal
point.
With that. Understand
right.
that. How does that translate?
Flavor, we got two minutes left. So go ahead and tell us about the next time you want to come on the show and tell us where we can find you and tell us more about your organization. We got 2 minutes left. Go ahead and go.
I'm going to testify, and I'm going to say one thing. The guy be the glory, and he's not going to grow a money tree. If you want to become a millionaire, sell 1 million bottles of water and get rid of this credit con crisis. Fire all these political Ponzi scammers. It's time for a political purge. Remember, you are already ready. All you need is a realistic blueprint that will work, and it will work. You can catch your girl, hopefully, on the road soon or doing some Zoom. A national million taxpayer felon, you know, cyber marches. March to the poll,
right,
get registered,
right.
And march to free. Free at last, free at last. Remember, time to achieve the dream. Stop dreaming.
I agree. All right, Flavor, thank you so much. And well, guys, we've got like 1 minute left. I want to say thank you for tuning in to the Bozo
thank
Show.
You
know, I want to thank you for coming off, Flavor. So, like I said, I want to thank everybody for coming in. You know, sometimes we do get a little radical. You know, that everything we say are about the books. But you know what? That's what we feel at our hearts. Flavor said a mouthful. I said a mouthful. I just hope it didn't offend nobody. But if it offend nobody, if it does offend people, then what do you guys really stand for? There we go, guys. Until that time, until next show, Bozilla out.